Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a cabin of fairies.
And these fairies had big, beautiful, glittering wings.
And each of these fairies' wings were unique
and covered with pixie dust.
These beautiful fairies lived in a castle on top of a cloud.
Oh, a cabin on top of a cloud.
The moon shone brightly over the cabin on top of the cloud every night.
And at night, the wings became majestic with superpowers.
The superpowers made them fly all night long. The sensation of the superpower made them feel happy and free.
And they would always go around the world and spread love.
And then one day they went on an adventure.
They decided to visit the cabins.
They decided to go to the cabins at North Star Reach.
And give love to all the campers and counselors.
At the cabins, the fairies were able to see all of the campers, but the campers couldn't see them. So while the campers were doing their regular tasks, they were making their beds, they were cleaning up, little did they know that when they left, the fairies stayed.
And the fairies could see that the campers they wanted to be friends with, and they were sad that the campers couldn't see them. So they decided they had to figure out a way to be seen.
So if you see a speck of fairy dust, you'll know that one came to visit you.
The fairies also decided to leave trails of sparkles on the ground for the campers to see.
They found a tree house that they could stay in for a little while.
They decided to make a plan so that the campers could finally see them.
The fairies all gathered in the tree house and came up with their secret plan of how they could be seen by the campers.
They decided they'd use their super power of love to make the campers see them. So every time a camper felt a little bit of love in their heart, they knew the fairy was there.
And then the little fairies left specks of pixie dust.
When they left the specks of pixie dust, they left it so the younger cabins could follow it
to the little fairy village.
The entrance to the little fairy village is a door on a tree near the treehouse.
There is a small campfire for the fairies.
So the fairies watched as the little girls surrounded the entrance to the village in amazement and saw the glitter.
Then they made s'mores
at their campfire. And when the little girls passed by, they swore they smelled something.
One day, the fairies were gathered in their little space by the fairy door near the treehouse or the campfire at the very time that the girls in cabin 2 walked to the treehouse. So they were all together at once. And that's when they smelled the fire. And then the girls approached the fairies. And then
the fairies quietly sang campfire songs.
The fairies were so glad that they could be seen by the campers in cabin 2.
So they decided to share some pixie dust with them.
The campers in cabin 2 were so excited to finally meet the fairies. And
the fairies knew that every time the campers smelt a campfire or felt a little love in their heart, they would know that the fairies were there with them.
Cabin 2 and the fairies ended the night with a fun dance party around their village with their campfire and their s'mores and their pixie dust.
And they sang and danced all night.
And the song sounded like love.
And happiness.
If you ever hear this song, you will know that the fairies are near.
So be very quiet and you might be able to hear it.
And the song sounds like...